Here comes Jensen in on the right wing side, tries to pinch the puck along the near boards, was unable to keep it in play. Grayson Hershey drives it to the back wall. It'll be stopped by Lavier, picked up by the Gophers, and fired out to Bonna. Bonna out at center. So Amsley Benzie out of her net, and an empty net goal for the Gophers. With a minute 16 left to play, that one came from way outside the blue line.
Well, it came from the freshman Danny Cameron Easy, who picks it up in middle ice. She was inside the red line, so she knew she could dump it without icing it. Amsley Benzie got caught. She came off, probably the right thing to do, but the puck turned over. And as it came loose, Cameron Easy just found it, let it go, bounced it into the net. That should do it with a minute 16 left to play. So we've had three power play goals and an empty net goal, and that's what's been scored in this hockey game. And now the timeout, Kelly, you talked about. North Dakota will take that to talk about what they're going to do. They did the right thing. They needed to get extra attacker
on. They definitely did.
They just didn't get control of the puck in the neutral zone to get it into Minnesota's end. And the Gophers were able to, because they corralled it at half ice, they were able to dump it without fearing the icing. And so, unfortunate, that's what they call puck luck in some stories.
With a minute 16 left to play, Minnesota leads North Dakota 3-1 with an empty net goal.